Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded Israelite brothers and sisters out there. And I am on my number two computer, which I seem to have working. And that's a blessing right there. We finished chapter 19 in Genesis yesterday, and we're going to do 20 and 21 today. 20 is a historical chapter with some scriptural meanings about personal behavior and the protection that Abraham got. And chapter 21 is of particular import. I will be reading during chapter 21 from the book of Yashar. That's Jasher in the English. It means the book of the upright, and it gives a lot of things that the current texts that are in print omit. It messes up the agenda of churchianity. So I watched a video on a chat room of the violence in California, and I've been there, done that in my past, and with age comes some wisdom. What happens when you know you're going to have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of violent protesters against you, and you show up with 30 people? Stupidity is not a substitute for bravery. That is not brave doing that. That is stupid doing that. We don't have very many of us anyway, so why put your people at risk? If you're going to lead, lead smart. If you're going to fight, fight smart. We have enough stupid white people as is. You don't need to eliminate some of our brothers that might be on the front line by putting them up against 400 to 500 armed advocates, because the cops wouldn't arrest the armed advocates for the Mexicans and all that stuff, and the queers and the non-whites. They'd arrest the white boys. And a bunch of them almost got themselves killed for nothing. They came off looking stupid because the Jews media was there and just made them look stupid. And it didn't take much effort. Wake up. Wake up. If you're going to fight, fight smart. Now is not the time to show up with 30 against 500. Bad tactics. Learn some tactics and learn how to fight. You weren't protected. You all didn't have shields. They all had clubs. You need to learn from the past. Okay? You got a lot of old white guys around that were on the front lines years ago when it was pretty much equal. And we kicked butt and took names. But not now. Not now. You've had this influx of illegal immigrants here, and you're just putting your own people at risk for nothing. Oh, I know you had a good time and you'll have stories to tell, but you came across looking stupid and you did the rest of us a lot of harm by your antics. You want to call, I'm a man, I'll stand up. That's not being a man. A man is using good sense. You don't have, using good sense is not cowardice. You pick your time, you pick your battles, you don't tilt at windmills. Read Don Quixote. You pick the time and place. When you're outnumbered, you have to be a little bit more savvy about it. So I'm just going to let that go now and get into Genesis. And I wish y'all well. I hope none of you were hurt bad. The next time, be smarter. You really do us damage when you do that. That's not good tactics. And if we need anything today, we need good tactics. Okay, Char, I'll do just that. Is that a little bit better? Okay, there we are. Little low volume there. Let's get into chapter 20 here of Genesis. This is the story of Abraham's journey. Chapter 20, verse 1. And journeyed, 5265, from there, Abraham, to the land of the Negev. That's 5045. That's a southern desert region that would eventually become the possession of the tribe of Yehuda. The Negev was in their inheritance. And dwelled between Kadesh and between Shur, and sojourned in Gerar, 1642. Said Abraham of Sarah, his wife, "She is my sister." This was done before. And sent Abimelech, number 40, king of Gerar, and took Sarah. Uh-oh. Verse 3. Came Elohim to Abimelech in a dream. That's 2472, by night, saying to him, "Behold, you are dead over the woman you have taken, for she is married to a husband." Oh boy. Verse 4. Abimelech had not come near, that one word, come near, 7126, to her. And he said, "Yahweh, a nation also that is righteous, will you slay? Did he not say to me, 'She is my sister'? And she also, she said, 'He is my brother.' In the integrity," that's 8537, "of my heart, and innocency," 5356, "of my hands, I have done this." And said to him the Elohim in a dream, "Also I know that in the integrity of your heart you did this. Prevented," 2820, "also I you from sinning," 2398, and that means to miss the mark or duty. There's several words for sinning, but this one means to miss the mark, to not come up to expectations, "from sinning against me. Upon this, I did not allow you to touch her," 5060, "naga," to touch sexually. "Now return the woman to the man, for a prophet is he," that's 5030, "Nabi, and shall pray for you, and you shall live. But if you do not return her, know that shall surely die, you and all that is yours." Ooh, that's pretty stiff right there. Verse 8. "Rose early Abimelech in the morning, and called all his servants, and spoke all these words in their ears, and were afraid the men greatly." Oh, I guess so. "Called Abimelech to Abraham, and said to him, 'What have you done to us? And how have I sinned against you, that you have brought upon me and upon my kingdom a great sin?'" Different word, 2401. deeds that should not be done, you have done with me. And said Abimelech to Abraham, what saw you for you to do this thing? And said Abraham, because I said to myself, surely is no fear, 3374, fear or reverence or to hold in awe, surely there is no fear of Elohim in this place, and they will slay me over the matter of my wife. Also, she is truly, 546, my sister. The daughter of my father is she, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became to me a wife. Sarah was a half-sister. His father's daughter, they married close. The gene pool was more concentrated in those days, and it didn't result in a lot of interbreeding. And they didn't have the problems that they do today. 13. And it was when caused me to wander, 8582, caused me to wander Elohim from the house of my father, I said to her, this kindness, 2617, that's kasadeka, that's this kindness, that's kase, that is grace as well, this kindness that you will do with me. To all places that we go there, say of me, he is my brother. He was afraid because she was so beautiful that these people were going to kill him and take her. And he should have relied on Yahweh. Because Yahweh intervened here. He threatened Abimelech. So he's new and learning more about Yahweh. And it was when caused me to wander that I said to her, this kind of, there we go. And number 14, verse 14, and took Abimelech sheep and oxen and male slaves, 5650, and female slaves, 8198, and gave them to Abraham and returned him Sarah his wife. And said Abimelech, behold, my land is before you, where it is good in your eyes, dwell. In other words, pick a spot and pitch your tent. And to Sarah he said, behold, I have given 1,000 pieces of silver to your brother. Behold, to you he is a veil over the eyes. That's a veil is 3682. To all that are with you and with all others. And she was justified, 3198. In other words, Yahweh is protecting Abram. And nobody can look at Sarah with desire because Yahweh's going to get him. So Abraham is a shield to his wife because of Yahweh's love for him. Yahweh is behind all of this. Verse 17, so prayed, 6419, Abraham to Elohim and healed, 7495, Elohim, Abimelech, and his wife, and his slave girls, 519, and they bore children. Because, verse 18, because fast closed up, that 6113 doubled. Fast closed up, Yahweh, all the wombs, 7358, of the house of Abimelech over the matter of Sarah, wife of Abraham. Verse 6, Naga, it goes all the way back to Genesis 3:3, where Hawa, that would be Eve, was told not to touch the tree, okay? And it means touch sexually many, many times. And your King James Bible doesn't infer that. And the churches don't teach that. And it's amazing what they don't teach. They don't teach a lot more than they do teach. They leave a lot of very important things out and do a disservice to the scripture. It is not in their best interest monetarily to teach these things. Pardon me, I have to mute the mic every once in a while. I have chronic bronchitis due to some scarring in my bronchial passages, and I don't want to cough in the microphone. That's just part of being alive. Now here's chapter 21. This is a very important chapter. And you will see that when I read from the book of Yasher. Verse 1. Yahweh visited 6485 Sarah as that he had said, and did Yahweh to Sarah as that he had spoken. He promised her a child. 2, conceived 2029 and bore Sarah to Abraham a son in his old age, that's one word, in his old age, 2208, at the appointed time that spoke of to him Elohim. Verse 3, called Abraham the name of his son born to him, that bore to him Sarah, Yitzchak. Which comes from 1167 to laugh. Okay. Verse 4. Circumcised Abraham, Yitzchak his son, a son of 8 days, as that which commanded him Elohim. Verse 5. And Abraham was 100 years of age when was born to him Yitzchak his son. And said Sarah, made me to laugh, did Elohim. So all that hear will laugh, 6711, with me. And that's the root for the name of Yitzchak. She said, who would have said, 4448, to Abraham that would give suck, that's one word, 3243, to children, Sarah, for I have borne him a son in his old age. Verse 8, and grew, 1431, the child, and was weaned, 1580, and made Abraham a great feast, 4960, on the day that was weaned Yitzchak. Now this next verse does not tell you very much in the King James Version. And it's the same in the Hebrew. It does not give a great deal of information. Verse 9. Saw Sarah, the son of Hagar, the Mitzrith, that she bore to Abraham, mocking. 67:11. Doesn't tell you much. What do you mean, mocking? What? What mocking? Let's go to the book of Yashar, and we'll get the full story that they've cut out. This is Yashar, or Jasher for English, chapter 21, verses 13 through 15. And when Isaac, that's Yitzchak, was 5 years old, he was sitting with Ishmael at the door of the tent. And Ishmael came to Isaac and seated himself opposite to him, and he took the bow and drew it and put the arrow in it and intended to slay Isaac. And Sarah saw the act which Ishmael desired to do to her son Isaac, and it grieved her exceedingly on account of her son. And she sent for Abraham, and she said to him, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for her son shall not be heir with my son, for thus did he seek to do unto him this day. Boy, oh boy, does that ever put a new light on things, ladies and gentlemen. That's a whole heap more better information. Fills in a lot of gaps. The book of Jasher tells a lot of the whole story that you're not going to get from regular scripture. Artisan Sales publishes the book of Jasher. I believe they're probably online somewhere. And let's see. I don't know where they are now. They have a lot of books by E. Raymond Capt, and just a lot of they've got the Book of Jubilees and the Book of Enoch, and I have those as well. And it certainly fills in a lot of the missing portions. In some of the books here in the King James Version, even in the Hebrew, they've cut out a lot of stuff. They changed a lot of things when the Masoretes got a hold of the Hebrew scriptures. They changed words and put Adonai in instead of Yahweh. They put Elohim in instead of Yahweh, took the name of Yahweh out, because Jewish tradition of the rabbis said that the name of Yahweh is too holy to pronounce. So they called him Adonai, and some scribe somewhere put the vowel points of Adonai underneath the Tetragrammaton, YHWH, and they got them, it was a side note, and they got them confused, and they come up with the name Yehovah, and then they anglicized it to Jehovah, and it's not in Scripture, and they've got a whole sect out there, the Jehovah's Witnesses. And there's no word Jehovah. His name is not Jehovah. It's Yahweh. But you tell them that and they get all up in arms and flustered. Sorry about that. Let's get back to Genesis. Verse 10. And this coincides with what they said in Jasher, but the last part of it is removed. And she said to Abraham, "Cast out this slave woman and her son, for shall not be heir the son of this slave woman with my son, with Yitzchak. And they cut out the part where she says, this is what he did today with the bow. She told on him. Verse 11. Displeasing. 7489. That means evil or displeasing. Displeasing was the matter muchly in the eyes of Abraham upon account of 182. Account of his son. And said Elohim to Abraham, I still get that pronunciation wrong. On account of his son. Said Elohim to Abraham, do not, and I put let this be in italics in there because it reads easier in the English, it's not in the Hebrew. Do not let this be displeasing in your eyes over the boy. 5288, boy, the youth, the young man, and over your slave woman. All that says to you, Sarah, listen you to her voice because of Yitzchak shall be called your seed line. That's Isaac will be called your seed line. The sons of Isaac. The Shaq's sons. There you go. More of our heritage. Isaac's sons. Shaq's sons. Verse 13. And also of the son of the slave woman, a nation I shall make because of your seed is he. Now, Ishmael was Adamic because Hagar was a Mitzri and she was Adamic. They had not mixed at that point. His seed line did not remain Adamic. He was not of the proper female seed line to bear to father Jacob, who would become Israel. It had to be Yitzchak. Verse 14. Rose up early Abraham in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it upon her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away. And she walked and wandered, 8582, in the wilderness of Be'er Sheba. That means the well of Sheba. That's 884. Be'er Sheba is number 884. Became exhausted, in other words, used up, number 3615, the water from the bottle. And she cast down, one word, 7993, the child under one of the bushes. 7880, she put him in the shade. She walked and sat opposite him. That's opposite is 5048. A distance, 7368, of a shot, 2909, from a bow, 7198. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. They ran out of water and they were going to die. She sat opposite him and lifted up her voice and wept. Verse 17, heard Elohim the voice of the boy. He was crying. He was thirsty and hot. And called the messenger, 4397, not angel, messenger. Called the messenger of Elohim to Hagar from the sky, saying to her, now I put ails you in here in italics because it's the only way that it makes sense in English, but it's not in the Hebrew. What ails you, Hagar? Do not fear, for has listened Elohim to the voice of the boy where he is. Verse 18. Rise up and lift up the boy and hold him in your hand, because a great nation I will make of him. Verse 19. Opened Elohim her eyes, and she saw a well, 875, of water. And she walked and filled the bottle with water and gave drink to the boy. There was a well of water there. She didn't see it. She was so exhausted and thirsty that she missed it. Verse 20. And was Elohim with the boy, and he grew, 1431, and dwelt in the wilderness, and became a great bowman, 7199. There you go. He was an archer. And he was always playing with a bow, and he threatened Yitzchak to shoot Yitzchak, and got him kicked out. And he lived in the wilderness of Paran, 6290. And took for him his mother a wife of the land of Mitzrayim, and that is Egypt in the English. And that's where it stops with Ishmael. Verse 22. And it was at that time that said Abimelech and Pichol, 6369, the captain, 8269, of his army, 6635, to Abraham, saying, Elohim is with you in all that you do. Now swear to me by Elohim here to not deal falsely, 8266, with me or my son, 5209, nor with his posterity, 5220, as the kindness, 2617, Ken, that I have done with you, you will do with me, and with the land where you have sojourned, 1481. Verse 24, said Abraham, I shall swear. 25, chastened, 3198, Abraham, Abimelech, over the cause, 182, of a well of water that took away by force, that's one word, took away by force, 1497, the servants of Abimelech. Said Abimelech, I do not know who has done this thing. Also, you did not tell me, and also I have not heard of it until this day. Took Abraham sheep and oxen, and gave them to Abimelech, and made 3772, which literally means to cut out, and made them both a covenant. 28, set aside, that's one word, set aside, 5, 3, 2, 4. Set aside, Abraham, 7 ewe lambs, 3, 5, 3, 5, of the flock by themselves, 905. Verse 29, and said Abimelech to Abraham, what means these 7 ewe lambs that you set aside by themselves? And verse 30. And he said, because these 7 ewe lambs you shall take from my hand, in order that they be to me a witness that I have digged 2658 this well. Verse 31. Upon this he called that place Be'er Sheba, because they both swore. And swore is Nishbe'u, 7650. And that's where Sheba means to swear. The well of the oath is what it means. Verse 32. They made a covenant at Be'er Sheba, and then rose up Abimelech and Pichol, captain of the army, and returned to the land of the Philistim. That's the Philistines. They were not enemies at that time. That's 6430 Philistim. That's the Philistines. They weren't enemies. They were in King David's time, but not then. Early days. Verse 33. And I inserted Abraham in here in italics because it makes it's better to read in English. That's why it's in italics. It shows it's not in the Hebrew. And Abraham planted 5193 a tamarisk tree, number 815, in Be'er Sheba, and called on the name of Yahweh, El Olam. El is 410 and Olam 5769. It means the everlasting God. But he called on the name of Yahweh. He knew the name. 34. And sojourned Abraham in the land of the Philistim many days. Boy, they chopped up a lot of stuff in the King James perversion. And really, they deleted so much information. It makes you think that Sarah was just jealous of Hagar. She didn't like her. That was early on, because she became arrogant when she got pregnant and had Ishmael. Ishmael was quite a bit older than Yitzchak, and Abraham loved him. He was his son. But she was a Mitzrayth. She was not of the proper bloodline, and she was a slave. She was purchased. And Sarah gave her to him as a concubine to bear a child because she was barren. And then the slave woman decides, well, I got pregnant and you didn't. Well, that didn't go over real well, because Sarah was the wife, not a concubine, not a slave, not just a female that would bear children. She was a full wife. And she had great authority in the house. The men did the business and the women ran the house. And that's how it should be. The man's home is his castle, but the queen might order him around a bit. behind every great man is a great woman, really. You get a good a biblical wife, and she can make you prosper, because two heads are better than one. You get a woman that is wise, and boy, she's worth more than her weight in gold. Absolutely. So, we see how they've chopped up even this short little chapter. There's only 34 verses in this chapter. And they've played fast and loose with it. And what I'm trying to bring full info here. And that's why I have this gigantic library sitting next to me here. Probably 100 books of research material to try to enlighten. And we'll do chapter 22, because this is only a little 24. This is a begetting and begotten chapter, but it is also the historic command for Abraham to offer up Yitzchak as a sacrifice. This is where he is tested. So let's get into this magnificent chapter, and I'll read it, and then I may expand on it tomorrow. Chapter 22, verse 1. And it was after these things that Elohim tested, 5254, Abraham, saying to him, Abraham. And he said, Behold me. 2009. And he said, Take now your son, your only, that's one word, 3117, that means your only legitimate begotten son, that's special, that you love, 157, Yitzchak, and walk you to the land of Moriah, 4179, and send him up, that's one word, 5927, as the smoke ascending, and send him up there as a burnt offering. Burnt offering is 5930, on one of the hills that I tell to you. Verse 3. Rose up early Abraham in the morning, and saddled his ass, 2543, donkey, but it says it's an ass, and took two young men with him, and Yitzchak his son, and chopped, 1, 2, 3, 4, wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and walked to the place that said to him, Elohim. And on the third day lifted up Abraham his eyes and saw the place afar off. Afar off is one word, 7350. Said Abraham to the young men, Remain here with the ass, and I and the boy will walk unto there and bow down, 7812, in other words, to worship. That means prostrate, to bow low, and shall return to you. Verse 6. and took Abraham the wood for the burnt offering and put it upon Yitzchak his son. And he took in his hand the fire and a knife, 3979, and they walked both of them together, 3162. And said Yitzchak to Abraham his father, saying, Father. And he said, Behold me, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where, 346, is the sheep, 7716, for the burnt offering? Said Abraham, Elohim will see to the sheep for the burnt offering, my son. And they walked both of them together. He didn't tell him what was coming. And they came to the place that said to him, the Elohim, and built there Abraham the altar, and laid in order, 6186, the wood, and bound, 6123, Yitzchak his son, and put, 7760, put him on the altar on top of, 4605, the wood. And sent forth Abraham his hand and took the knife to slaughter, 7819, his son. And that's a ritual slaughter is what it is. Verse 11, and called to him the messenger, not angel, the messenger of Yahweh from the sky and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Behold me. And he said, Do not send forth your hand to the boy, nor do anything. 3972. For now I know that you revere, 3373, Elohim, and have not withheld, 2820, your son, your only, from me. Whoa. That's awesome. And lifted up Abraham his eyes and looked, and behold, a ram, 352, behind him, 310, held fast, 270, in a thicket, 5442, by his horns, 7161. Walked Abraham and took the ram, and sent him up as a burnt offering instead, 8478, of his son. Verse 14. And called Abraham the name of the place Yahweh Yireh, 3070. That is said to this day, and the mount of Yahweh he appeared. And that is where the temple was built. That is the temple mount, I do believe. Mount Moriah. 15. Called the messenger of Yahweh to Abraham a second time from the sky, saying, By myself I have sworn, 7650, declares 5002, Yahweh, because on account of, that's one word, on account of 3282, that you did this thing and did not withhold your son, your only, 17, that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your seed line as the stars of the sky and as the sand that is upon the shore of the sea, and shall possess your seed line, the gates, 8179, of their enemies, 341. That's oy vey. That's a more emphatic usage of enemies. It means hated enemies with tribal or racial implications. Here's an important verse. 18. You shall be a blessing to your seed line in all the nations of the land, the Israel nations, because that you listened to my voice. So returned Abraham to the young men, and they rose up and walked together to Beersheba, and dwelled Abraham at Beersheba. And it was after these things, it was told to Abraham, saying, Behold, has born Milcah, 4:4-3:5, also sons to Nahor, 5:1-5:2, your brother. Verse 21, Uz, 57:80, his firstborn, and Buz, 9:38, his brother, and Kemuel, 7:0-5:5, father of Aram, 7:5-8, and Kesed, 3:7-7, and Kazo, 2:3-7:5, and Piladash, 6:3-9:4, and Yidlaf, 3:0-4:4, and Bethuel, 13:28. And Bethuel begot Rebekah. Okay, Rebekah. Who's Rebekah gonna marry? Okay, 7:2-5:9. These eight bore Milcah to Nahor, brother of Abraham, and his concubine, whose name was Reumah, 7:2-0:8, bore also Tebach, 2:8-7:5, and Gakam, 15:14, and Tachash, 8:4-7:7, and Maaka, 4:6:0:2. She bore, Bethuel bore Rebekah, who would marry Yaakov, Israel. There's your history right there. Well, we're getting short on time here, folks. So I'll get into the next chapter tomorrow, chapter 23. But I hope I've laid down a little historical perspective here and cleared up a few matters about the deal with Ishmael. And the stuff that they have cut out. So we use this library extensively. And I try to get prepared before each show, because there's so much information in here that is withheld. They don't tell you almost more than they tell you. And what they tell you, they have skewed by their scribes and their mistranslations. It's a tragedy and a shame that this has been done, but there's a lot of us out here that are trying to set it right. Now, I got a post last night that was sent to me that now Austria is thinking about leaving the European Union. We're watching their fabrications crumble. And with the bankruptcies of several places, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, it's starting to crumble, and they're starting to get desperate. And we see more and more violence, and I do believe that we're going to see even more coming up. It's going to get ugly in the very last days. I think we're coming out of the time of Jacob's trouble and the full-blown tribulation is not too far off. So I urge you to prepare to survive your family and your loved ones. Get ready, because we're going to have to live through the tribulation. The giant vacuum cleaner is not going to suck us up into the sky like the rapture people say. That's false doctrine. We're going to have to endure. It says that right in scriptures. Those who endure to the end without losing faith. And that's going to get ugly, and it's going to be uncomfortable and painful. But if we stick together and love one another, as Yahshua told us, love your brother, love your sister, your racial brothers and sisters, help one another through this time. It's got to be a group effort. It's got to be a group effort. And if we, as the remnant of Israel, true Israel, stand strong, Yahweh will preserve us and protect us. But we must keep the feast days. Very definitely keep the feast days to show our faithfulness, and pray without ceasing, and call upon the name of Yahweh. And that's what he has commanded us to do. So that ends today, chapters, what did I cover today? 20 through 22, covered 20, 21, and 22. They're short chapters, but very, very important. So I'm going to wrap it up here in a minute. I thank everybody out there for the help, the little post that I got. Hey, turn your microphone up. It was pretty loud to me, and I can't judge by my headset. I need to judge by yours. So thank you, Shar. I appreciate that. And the other pastors that are doing their show, they have been so hot lately. Dan and David and Eli, Laura. Laura's been hitting on some good stuff. This is an exciting time for us, folks. So I will say Yahweh bless, and Shalom Aleichem to all my Israelite brothers and sisters, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.